Page 102. Exercise 1.
Barefoot is best. Do you spend a lot of time shopping for the best trainers? Don't bother. According to the latest research, barefoot is best. Nowadays, many people are putting away their trainers and running barefoot. Chris McDougall is one of them. In his book, Born to Run, he wrote about the Tarahumara Indians in Mexico. They can run hundreds of kilometers and they don't use expensive trainers. At Wits University in South Africa, Dr. Bernard Zipfel and Professor Lee Berger studied the bones of people living 2,000 years ago. These old feet were in better shape than the feet of people living today. This shows that people had healthier feet before they started wearing shoes. Additional studies show that children's feet are healthier when they walk barefoot. Their toes grow straight and their feet have got more muscle strength. There are 26 bones and more than 100 muscles in our feet. The muscles need to move properly to stay strong and healthy. When we walk barefoot, we feel the ground more easily. This gives us better balance. It also makes the blood flow more quickly to our hearts. So are you thinking of throwing out your trainers? Before you do, read the FAQ section.
Are all shoes bad for your feet?
No. Shoes protect our feet, but they also make the muscles lazy, weak, and vulnerable. High heels and tight shoes are bad for our feet.
Should we go barefoot all the time?
No, but spend some time each day without shoes. Walk barefoot at home, on grass, or on the beach.
How can we run barefoot in the city?
It isn't easy. You should wear something to protect your feet from sharp stones, glass, and metal. One company has made a thin, light shoe perfect for running, the Vibram Five Fingers. This shoe is like a glove. It's got a pocket for each toe. The shoe lets your feet and toes move freely and protects them at the same time.